Alright, so we're doing, we're all on, Skype?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're doing the machlokas about where you say rodef. Okay, where you could kill the, when you kill the rodef. So I guess specifically the question is by Avodah Zarah. So if you see a guy running to worship Avodah Zarah, do you have a right to kill him? Take him out before he does it. So why would you say you could? So Rav Shimon Yochai has a simple logic. Kal v'chomer. He says that, yeah, that's interesting. He says that if, when it comes to pagam hedyot, the gradation of a person, a regular person, you have a right to kill, to prevent that. Certainly, if it's a pagam, a degradation of Hashem, so to speak, you could kill to prevent that. It's called a homer. Fine. So he says that's what it is. It's a kavahomer. Kavahomer. And the other shita argues is that in theory it would be nice kavahomer, but there's a miyat. Na'ara. Na'ara means it's extra word na'ara to show you that it's only by girls, by people. But it doesn't apply by Vatzara. It's only by Hajjot, I guess. Right, he has a miyat.
Why is it on
Yeah, so that's the question, and that's what the Gemara says. This shita holds on Shemana Dan. Gemara asks on Shemana Dan, he says, Rabbi Yoshua holds on Shemana Dan. But this Tosfos, what I was just looking at now, I didn't realize it before. Yeah, I don't know. Well, that's what this Tosfos says. It's not the same type of on Shemana Dan. Like, it could be there's a further breakdown. Is this considered on Shemana Dan? Like, this isn't exactly a Kavachomer. I mean, it could be. That's what I was looking at. I didn't realize it until now. But this Tosfos, this Tosfos reference to another Tosfos. So it could be there's a different type of Onshem Adan. It's kind of like a logic. It's not exactly like Kal v'chomer. It's kind of like...
What's the not Kal v'chomer
associated? Well, not every logical inference is a Kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer is like a halachic move. Like we said, it's like it's a certain... Like remember we said, it's like it's, you have to posit that works. It's not purely logical, but it's based upon a certain supposition that you could reason in quantitative, you know. But there are like a kol shekein. Kol shekein is like certainly... That's not exactly Kal v'chomer. That's just logically it has to be. Just a logical deduction. You know, not everything. A Kal v'chomer is a certain axiom. But something which you could call Kal v'chomer, but it's not actually a Kal v'chomer. It's not an axiom. It's just a purely logical thing. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm just conjecturing here. Maybe that's what you mean. That's a, I don't know. Maybe that's a question. It's like, is that also a non shemana then, or that you could do? I don't know. I'm not sure.
You think this would be...
This, you could argue, it sounds, I'm not sure, but this is like logic. I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know. Let's leave out whether it is or isn't. The Gemara says that he holds on Shemana Den. And Tosva says that even the Shita who has the Limud, because we asked yesterday, would need a Limud. If you hold on Shemana Den, you don't need a Limud, just say on Shemana Den. So Tosva says, you're right. You need a Limud according to the side who agrees on Shemana Den. So if you hold on Shemana Den, so then you have Machogas. So you have the Machogas. On the other hand, you have a Miyat. One guy has a Miyat, one guy doesn't. Okay? Fine. So the question is fine. So bottom line is, however it works out with the Shemana Din and the Miyots and whatever. So what's bottom line is that Machlokas? Do you say that you have this concept of Rodef, you could save a guy by killing him? By Avodah Zarah, just like by Rodef, because Kal v'chomer? Or do you say not? So what should we do here? So how should we approach this methodologically? What's the first thing we should do? Yeah, I mean, just basically, what's a Kal v'chomer? Let's forget the other side. Let's take the side of Kal v'chomer. He says a Kal v'chomer, so presumably he holds it. It makes sense. That you can just, it seems like he holds it. You can actually carry over. And he's explaining it a little bit, that if pigam of a person, right, it works. So too by pigam gavah. So well, first of all, what is pigam gavah? What does that mean? How do you degrade HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It sounds impossible. And what's he talking about? And what's the Kal v'chomer? What's the logic? Could we, I mean, let's just play out. I mean, he seems to think it's just a good logical thing, and everyone would agree, if not for a miyot, So apparently it should be able to work out. So could we work it out? Let's play it through. Does it pan out? What's the sense of the Kal V'Chomer? So what does Pagam Gavoa mean? What does that mean, Pagam Gavoa? Degradation of the High One. Shem Hashem? Okay. Chil Hashem. That's what it means, Chil Hashem. That doesn't mean you're actually degrading God. It means you can't degrade God, but you could degrade the name of God, which means like the way people, man's awareness of God. So a person is involved in Avodah Zarah, so he's, conveying a false idea about God, a false idea about Avodah Hashem, right? He's undermining the proper ideas about God in the world. And through doing Avodah Zarah, that's what he's doing, right? Kofar Be'ikar, undermining the fundamentals of the Torah. So he's involved, and that's Pagam Gavoa. He's going to perpetrate a harm. He's affecting the Shem Hashem, of course not God himself, but man's knowledge of God. Man's knowledge of God. The pasuk is Umizarach lo sitein lahavir lamolach. So from your children you shouldn't give to pass before the Mamolach. Right, the fire gods, whatever. And you shouldn't profane the Shem Hashem. This is in Vayikra Yudchas Chaf Aleph. Achremas. Okay. So it doesn't matter if it's in private or public. It seems to say that giving your involved in the Vazor is Chal Hashem. Right, but that's the idea. Pagam Gavoa. I think that's simple pshat. I'm not saying big sfar here. I think that's just pshat. I mean, maybe it's a little bit as far, but what else could it mean? All right, so that's Chil Hashem. And that's Chil, right? That's the comparison between Shavuot and Chil. Chil is definitely, see, the Gemara invokes the relation to Chil. So Chil Hashem. So through you doing Avodah Zarah, the guy's about to do Avodah Zarah, first of all, you see it. So they're at least, you see him doing it. So he's involved in Chil Hashem. Okay, so now what? So now could we run through the Kal V'Chomer or no? Could we run through the Rodef? Could we make it comparable? With the regular, what's our model for how it's working regular by Rodef, right? Let's say the regular model is that a guy is running after the person, running after the Nirdaf. The Rodef is running after the Nirdaf. So that invokes, it's a Pikoch Nefesh, or rape, so it's a Pagam. He's causing a pagam in the woman. On the other hand, you have, what's your other option? Kill him, cause death to him. So, qualitatively, rape and killing, pikuach nefesh and her being raped, pagam of the hadyot are on par. And we resolve this problem. Something's going to have to give. Either he's going to have to die or she's going to have to be raped. So we have to resolve this conflict by saying, save him from avera. Right? Yeah, okay, so Matt's saying good. I think it's a good natural, it's not only too imaginative here. I think it's pretty smooth that you have here a situation where a guy is trying to cause Chil Hashem, right? Doing a Avodah Zarah, that's what he's doing. He's about to create a Pagam Gavoa, similar to a guy who's about to rape a girl and create a Pagam Hedjo, right? So he's about to cause a Chil Hashem. So when a guy is about to rape a girl, you say, what am I going to do? I could kill him. So I kill him and stop that, but I have a clash between saving her from rape, saving him from death, Pikuach Nefesh. We resolve that, the fact that we're saving him from Avera. So to hear, he's about to Chil Hashem, what's my option? My option is to kill him. So now I have a clash between preventing the Chil Hashem or saving his life. So I have a clash between those two. How do I weigh them? So I'll say is that the resolver is going to be the fact that he's doing an Avera. I'll save him from the Avera of Avodah Zarah. Right? If rape is on par with death, if rape is on par with killing, with the real, the real murder, if rape is on par because you're causing a degradation to the woman, you're undermining her, you're whatever, so certainly if you're causing a Pagam Gavoa, that's on par with that, such that it sets up the scenario of Rodef and allows you to the avera to be machriya? How could it not be? That's the whole question is, how bad does the rape have to be in order to be a machriya? But rape is if it's really going to destroy her, it's enough. So then, why can't, what's going to do about it if it's going to cause chalasham? It's really going to do p'kam gavoa? So that's just, are we saying a chalasham is less significant than a chil of a girl, than a p'kam of a girl? It's got to be more significant. So of course you're going to be able to say, of course the same thing's going to play out. And for instance, if you see a chalasham about to take place, should you stop it? Of course you have to stop it. And I don't know exactly what comes under, but it's like, what does stopping a rape come under? There's no actual pikuach nefesh, but of course the whole Torah is kedush Hashem and v'nei chal Hashem. So say you don't have to stop a guy from being chal Hashem. Of course, if you see it about to happen and you could stop it, of course you have to stop it. The whole Torah is for us to reflect positively on the Shem Hashem. And if you're about to witness a chal Hashem, so you stop it. Here it is, a guy is about to go out and start talking about Avodah Zarah and start doing Avodah Zarah and whatever. It's a chalasham. So of course you have to stop it. But the only way to stop it is his life. So you have this clash, so you resolve it based on Avera. Right? Kavachomer. That's all I can see. Is that like an axiomatic Kavachomer? It's just kind of makes sense. You could say it is, because you say, look, whatever, Arias is one thing, Avodah is a different thing, and it's true, it sounds reasonable, but halacha is complicated. There are different factors in halacha, and you can't necessarily just say, because it's here, it's here. That's always the question in Kavach Homer. But Kavach Homer tells you have a right to just say, is that certainly, Chol Hashem is certainly Chomer than rape, than Pagam Gavoh, Pagam Ejot. So if it applies by Pagam Ejot, it's going to have to apply by Pagam. If it applies by the Kal, it's going to apply by the Chomer. Right? Good? It's harder, though. But
harder.
Harder. Now the harder part is, what's the other side, right? So the other side, really, it seems like, let's say Tosas on Ein Dal and Alf Kassavar says, but the side also holds on Shem HaDin. So fine, so it's a good Kavach Homer. If you hold on Shem HaDin, you could say, look, it's a very nice Svara, but what are you going to do? You ain't on Shem HaDin. But according to this side, according to if you say on Shem HaDin, so you should say this, it's a perfectly good Kavach Homer. So it says, yeah. But the problem is the Pasuk says Naira, which excludes Avodah Zarah.
Didn't
you use it already? No. Because once you say Chet Maves teaches you Krisus Amisus, you don't need the Nara anymore. Yeah, now that's what happened. It freed it up. So it says, what do you use it for? Also use it to exclude Avodah Zarah. So what does Rav Shimon use it for? See, he doesn't exclude it. So it's for Shabbat. That's what he goes into. So, but that's, if you have a free limit, so it excludes it. So what's the svara? How do you exclude it? Nara, the pshat of it is saying is that this whole halacha only applies by girls, by people, not by gavoa. Right? That's extra nara. Nara, I think that's pshat, is that it's an extra nara to say, don't try to extend this to gavoa. This is only by hajjah. Only by nara type people. Human beings. And not by gavoa. But the question is, why not? What's the svar? Okay, so maybe like this. Another thing like this is that, and maybe you'll need help with the other side. We'll see exactly how to go here. But let's just talk about the person's responsibility to prevent Chol Hashem, okay, or to promote Kiddush Hashem and prevent Chol Hashem. Okay, because that's the kind that we're saying. It's like you have to protect people. You have to protect people from being killed, from being raped. You have to protect Shem Hashem, But how would you say a person, in general, how do we promote Kiddush Hashem and prevent Chol Hashem?
Individuals.
How?
Ourselves.
What do we do?
We avoid Chol Hashem and Kiddush.
Okay, that's true. But how do we do that in general? What's the general way where Shem Hashem is Mekudosh? Through doing what?
Mitzvos.
Right? In general, it's just a system of mitzvos, right? God didn't just say, hey, everybody go around and do Kiddush Hashems. That might also be true, and it's nice, like when your kids, you're taught that, say thank you to the bus driver, and that's the Kiddush Hashem, and don't, stick your head out the window, and that's Kiddush Hashem. That's true, but Because kids don't understand how doing mitzvahs is a kiddush Hashem. But now, you know, but like the pasuk says, when the nations see the Torah and the great laws of the Torah and how wise they are, they say, you are a wise and discerning nation, we have great laws. And, you know, I mean, the Torah, every mitzvah, it contains ideas about God, true ideas about God, about a way to live, about ways to approach God, false ideas, the ways of, you know, avoiding pitfalls, and you know, every mitzvah. And through our doing of the mitzvahs, we were involved in Kiddush Hashem. I mean, the whole Torah is a system of which promotes Kiddush Hashem and prevents Chilul Hashem. Now, of course, you know, you could cause a Chilul Hashem without actually violating a mitzvah, you know, and vice versa, and Kiddush Hashem without, you know. And within the Torah, there are certain averos which are more Chilul Hashem than others. Like Avodah Zarah is directly Chilul Hashem. Pasuk says, "Hashem Lechalel," right? You're actually conveying a false idea about God, or that there are other powers other than God, or whatever. But I mean, primarily, the person, if you'd say, how are we commanded on Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem? You say, keeping the Torah. Now, let's say, for instance, I see a Chilul Hashem about to happen, and the only way for me to prevent it is to eat pig. Okay? The only way for me to prevent the Chilul Hashem is to eat pig. Do I do it? I don't think so, right? Never heard of that halacha. It's hard to imagine the case, but whatever, right? I mean, right, but the whole Torah is Kiddush Hashem. So here it is Chilul Hashem, and what's the whole point? The whole Torah, Kiddush and Chilul Hashem in here, so what's pig word, right? So why not? Salacha, and the vehicle, the categorical vehicle of Kiddush Hashem, Chilul Hashem is, it's true, the objective is Kiddush Hashem, but God set up a method. The method of Kiddush Hashem is not just to freelance to figure out how it is we could be Mekadesh Hashem today. So primarily it's through the system of Torah mitzvahs. Now, of course, in addition to that, there is, I'm not saying there isn't an idea of Kiddush Hashem beyond that, but the primary violating eating pig is Chilul Hashem. That's violating the Torah. That is, so what are you saying? And you're going to break that? That is the method which God set up of Kiddush Hashem is through the Torah. It's like the Rebbe once said, he explained this. He says, in Yisodei HaTorah, in the laws of Hilchos Yodei Torah and the Rambam, which are the fundamentals, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is there. Right? So he said, why is the mitzvah? I mean, it talks about, you know, Avas Hashem and ideas about God and Shem Hashem and Avovid Me'ava and, you know, all different things like that. And it talks about the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. If someone puts a gun to your idea, whatever, you know, Kiddush Hashem, Chilul Hashem. So he said, why? Because he says that is the Yisodei Torah, the foundation of the Torah. He said that's the most fundamental mitzvah of the Torah is Kiddush Hashem. Because Kiddush Hashem is the Torah. The Torah is the system of Kiddush Hashem. So there's a particular mitzvah called Kiddush Hashem, which it expresses itself through when a guy puts a gun to your head or whatever. But I mean, the idea of Kiddush Hashem is the foundation of the whole Torah. The whole Torah is a system which promotes true ideas in the world about God. Okay, so that's why you can never give up the Torah and say, oh, I'm giving it up because Kiddush Hashem. I mean, it's true you're obligated to Kiddush Hashem, but your primary responsibility of Kiddush Hashem is through the Torah. Okay, so if you keep that in mind, then maybe we could poke a hole in this logic here, which is that I see Avodah Zarah about to take place, and now I have a role or responsibility to prevent Chilul Hashem, and a guy who's about to do Avodah Zarah is going to bring about a Chilul Hashem. Now I have an overarching responsibility to prevent Chilul Hashem. Okay? It's not a mitzvah to... There's no mitzvah. It's not one decision to do mitzvahs to stop a guy from doing Avodah Zarah. I mean, I guess there's like a rebuking somebody, but it's not like... It's not an idea of stopping, prevention. It's not... I mean, just an idea. That's Chilul Hashem. It's going to be Chilul Hashem. It's Begam Gavoh. So I would have to prevent the Chilul Hashem. Now, the only way for me to do that is to kill somebody. Right? The only way for me to do that is to kill him. Which is an avera. I mean, he's a regular guy. He's an innocent victim. He's pikuach nefesh. But so I can't do it. So it's the same problem. It would be like in order for me to prevent the Chilul Hashem, I have to eat pig. So here, the only way for me to prevent the Chilul Hashem is for me to kill, but I can't kill. So the primary kiddush of Chilul Hashem is through keeping the Torah. I mean, keeping the Torah says I can't kill him. Pikuach nefesh. Yeah. Right. So therefore, you can't. So that's what I'm saying, is na'ara, when it comes to your role, your idea of saving a person, so then you're, and then you're dealing with this person versus that person. So then you have a clash within the framework that we are concerned about people, about people, their life, and they are being raped, and they're, you know. So now you have a clash within that framework. So within that framework, there's a clash, and the clash is resolved. But if your clash is between your framework, which you're concerned about people, part of the Torah about Pikuach Nefesh and guarding human life, and then you have the framework of Kiddush Hashem, Chilul Hashem. So he's saying that the pasuk is teaching you that you can't push aside your roles and your responsibilities vis-a-vis human life. Why could it be because of your responsibility of Kiddush Hashem or Kiddush Hashem? That's the outside of the system. This is in the system. The Torah is you have your responsibility to people and your Pikuach Nefesh. You can't. Why are you pushing that aside? Because you worry about Chilul Hashem. But we have to show me within this system. The Nara Lo Sasa Davar. In the world of Nara, in the world of your dealing in people, and then when you have the clash in between those two, so then you resolve it. How do you choose between this person and that person? But if you're talking about within the, there's only one person here, and the person becomes nefesh, and you say, oh, but what about the Chilul Hashem? So you say, yeah, but you have to first deal with the person.
Why the person?
Because if you're dealing with the person, then the person, the Torah itself, has there's an idea of the Torah itself, within the Torah, is there's an idea of saving a person.
Halachically.
There's an institution of saving people, of helping people. That's part of the Torah. Is you have to and just save them from killing, save them from being raped, saving the people. So it's my responsibilities to other human beings, and I have a clash between my responsibilities. Do I want to stop this person from being killed or stop this person from being raped? So that's part of that system. So I'm not making use of something outside of that. But if you're saying is that you have a responsibility. And that's what I'm wondering, is maybe like that's a question. Is like could your responsibility to prevent Chilul Hashem be, like, it's true, one has responsibility like that, but could that be, like, weighed in against, could that factor into your halachic responsibilities? Yeah, against your halachas of preventing people. But, like according to him, I mean, look, there is an idea of preventing Chilul Hashem, no doubt. And that's what the Kal Vachomer is based upon, is that that's got to be more important than the preventing of a woman or a girl from being raped. But it could be that the limud of Nara is telling you, the limud is saying is that push aside the saving a person and your commitment to, you know, your shmeras nefesh of saving a person. Don't push that ahead of, don't put Chilul Hashem ahead of that. It's the primary, that's an institution in the Torah. Chilul Hashem is true as the objective of the Torah. What it's telling you is that it's kind of favoring your primary sensibility is to follow the Torah and to be involved in Pikuach Nefesh, and the Chilul Hashem and Chilul Hashem will take place through that. So you're the fact that you are not killing the Oved Avodah Zarah because you're recognizing his life, and look, he's not he didn't do a sin yet, he's not Chayv Misa yet. So that itself would be Chilul Hashem, it would be Kiddush Hashem. So the fact is that we're sticking by the principle of Pikuach Nefesh and of I'm not killing him. So God will handle it. It's not that's the system. The system is that it's through your pre-existing, like the Chilul Hashem, Kiddush Hashem comes through your other institutions in the Torah primarily. So the saying is don't take, even though technically, look, yeah, even though Chilul Hashem is an institution, but the miyut is the nara is saying is the miyut is telling you don't factor that in here, because this is like the Chilul Hashem is like an overarching thing, and this is the system itself. So the Torah is telling you it's not. I mean, it's an exercise of kasef, but the Torah is telling you is don't do that. There's a sense to it. I mean, I'm not saying it's like a.
Either side could be.
Yeah, either side could be, and it's just because if you didn't have a meal, you didn't have a meal. I'm not saying it's like it comes just from Svara alone. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not really sure exactly how to go further. I'm just saying, it seems like that's a good question. Like, there's room for a question like this. It's like, do you have a. Do you just treat Chilul Hashem like anything else? And then you say it's a clash, Pagam Hadiyah, Pagam Gavoa, or you say that Chilul Hashem is above that. And this first you take into account the regular mitzvahs, and the Chilul Hashem comes through that. So it's like Mafkia removes Chilul Hashem from this equation through Na'ara. It limits the framework of Rodef and Yerdaf and this whole framework to deal with people. We deal with the victims, human victims, not when we deal with the Chayal Hashem Kedoshim. It's excluding it. Even though in terms of the natural, I'm saying is the natural halachic categories of Chayal Hashem as an institution, it's an institution, prevent Chayal Hashem. So you'd say is if it's certainly more important than preventing a human rape. And therefore, if you say that this halachic move works by a human, certainly it's going to work by a Pam Gavah. In terms of normal categories, it would. But it's a gzeiras hakasav of lanara, which limits it to the human sphere. It excludes it from applying to Chayal Hashem. And I'm kind of giving like a philosophical sense to the why the Torah would do that. But I mean, halachically, it's limiting the sphere of the clash of Rodef and Irdaf to Nara, to people. To you within your world of worrying about people and their lives and their rape and their dignity. Now if you have a clash within that, then the Torah resolves it with this and sets up the Din Rodef and this whole deal. But it's excluding the world of Chil Hashem. It's a Mimayat excluding that from the system of Rodef. Again, I could say what I'm saying is like a philosophical, like a, it's giving some sense to it, that it's not the same thing. My responsibility to other human beings isn't the same thing as responsibility to Chayal Hashem. And the other sheet doesn't have that limud. To go further, I don't know how to go further. I mean, I don't know if you should go further. It could be it's too speculative. I mean, at the very least, halachically, I'm saying, that's it. It's limiting it to the sphere of man and man, responsibilities vis-a-vis man. And it's removing it from the sphere of your responsibilities to vis-a-vis God. Right. Yeah, right. I think so. Right. I mean, I think it has to be, right, like they were saying, you see someone running to do Chayal Hashem, to whatever, some standard Chayal Hashem, to stick his head out the window of a bus, and, you know, whatever, something that people are going to say, that's, oi, you know, that kind of thing. So that, he's not going to say. It has to be Halach Chayal Hashem, but Avodah Zarah, the Torah gives us, says, Hashem Mechal. So therefore, it's actually an institutional Chayal Hashem, and you have to stop that, and therefore it's a clash. But right, it's not going to just be the amorphous Chayal Hashem. It's going to have to be a real concrete Chayal Hashem. Now the question, Machlokas, is now, do you extend that to Shabbos? Okay, because Shabbos is like, on the one hand, Shabbos is like, it's not directly Chayal Hashem. You know, you're that's the next sheet. He holds not, but the next sheet holds you do. Chil chil. Yeah, piggybacks on him and says chil chil tells you to carry it over, because chil Shabbos is like is ma'aseh bereishis. It's a testament to God's creation, and therefore violating the Shabbos is denial of God. But avodah zarah is explicitly, it's an action of denying God. Shabbos is an action of violating Shabbos, which implicitly is that's what Shabbos is. So it's denial of God. Because it's like, even if you say it by Chayal Hashem, do you extend it to Shabbos, which is like an indirectly Chayal Hashem? You know, it's so he says Chil Chil. You see, the Torah uses Mechal Lehamos Yumas, and Shabbos is, you know, the Chil by God. So the Torah that also is, the Torah calls that a Chil. So Chil Chil. So you can extend it. What do you say? No, is that it only applies by an institution that the Chayal Hashem directly, not by you know. And Tosas mentions, a lot of institutions are Chayal Hashem. But that's not their essence. I mean, everything is indirectly Chayal Hashem. But Shabbos is true. It's not really indirect Shabbos. It's just, it's like implicit. It's Shabbos is a testament. That's what Shabbos is. It's just not explicit. It's implicit. But in regular mitzvah, it's just indirectly. God commanded us not to eat pig. So you eat pig, yeah, I guess, indirectly. Yeah, right, exactly. If you b'chal Shabbos b'ratzi, you're like a din is not like an akam. So if you publicly violate Shabbos, you're like a guy. Your status, halachically, is if you touch the wine, then you'll make it into like a, you know, like, I mean, it's halachic, it's a real halachic thing, which is, you see, Shabbos and Avodah Zarah are equated. But still, it's not the same thing. Mechil Chil, that's a machlokas, how far do you push this? Do you push it even to Shabbos or not? Okay, so I want to do is, I mean, I just threw that out because I don't really spend so much time on that. That's the further over the same thing. But I want to do now then is, so if you hold, so if you remember the Gemara said, so if you have two psukim, so what do you use them for? So the simple way it is, one of them excludes Avodah Zarah, says it doesn't apply by Avodah Zarah, and the other one excludes Shabbos and Behema. Shabbos and Yifrioni after an animal to sleep with. So the surface, so Rashi says, well, you don't need one to exclude Shabbos. Once you exclude Avodah Zarah, how would you even think Shabbos? The whole thing Shabbos would be piggybacking on Avodah Zarah. You say it doesn't apply by Shabbos, it doesn't apply by Avodah Zarah. So you say it doesn't apply by Zohar, of course it doesn't apply by Shabbos. So he says, you're right. Rashi says, just threw it in there. Whatever, really you're right. It just means Vodzara and Behemah. Okay? And then according to the other position, who holds that Vodzara does apply by, so then what are the two Pesachim? Oh, so one excludes Shabbos, and the other one excludes Behemah. I don't know, whatever. Just the Gemara didn't really mean to say, whatever, don't worry about it. It's just a pshat. Okay? So the other Shita learns that it excludes two things. Excludes Shabbos, knocks Shabbos out, even though Avodah Zarah is Shabbos not, because Shabbos is too indirect, and then the other excludes Behemah. Fine. So, and if you include Shabbos also, then you have one to exclude Behemah, and the other one is just extra. And whatever, the Gemara answers that. So I want to do Tosas. Tosas, I think, picks up on this problem. I think which Rashi just pushes aside and says Behemah is just thrown in there. Tosas doesn't like that. And Shabbos is just thrown in there. He doesn't like that. So I think it's this Tosas of Chad. Chad of the Odzar. Okay? Yeah, it's interesting. There's a few points in this Tosas. The whole Tosas Chad. But I think we should try that tomorrow. Okay?